once again for the opportunity to minister from your pulpit. As our brother said, every word that comes from this pulpit is a word of integrity, and it's always from you, no matter who the vessel is. And I submit myself this morning, sir, and my prayer is that you keep me from error in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Church, last time I preached, I talked about the power that we have in Jesus' name. How many of you remember that?
Yeah.
It's okay. You can go back and get it on tape or video or CD. But I talked about the power, right? And I used the Bishop T.D. Jakes' representation of that. The Greek words translated power in our Bible are exousia, that's delegated authority, and dunamis or dunamis, tomato, tomato, which is the strength and ability. But I did share that when he came out and he was ministering to men in prison, and he came out in a fluorescent orange jumpsuit, and he had a policeman's badge on his left chest, and he had a gun strapped around his wrist. And he said, if you're not going to submit to the exousia, delegated authority, then you're going to have to deal with the dunamis, that's the power and the strength, right?
Yep.
So with that in mind, I want to look to to Luke's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 19. Because both of these words appear here. Luke 10, verse 19, King James, says, behold, I give unto you power, that's the word exousia, delegated authority, to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power, that's the dunamis, the strength and ability of the enemy in this case, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now listen to the Amplified. Verse 19 says, listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess, say I now possess, to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority over all the power, that's dunamis, that the enemy, Satan, and nothing will in any way harm you. There's power in the name of Jesus. He's given it to us. It already belongs to you. Say that with me. There's power in the name of Jesus. Say it.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
We're not working to receive it. We possess it right now. One more time. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, you guys are on fire this morning. I love it. So I decided to dig a little bit deeper to see just how much power we actually possess. I found that the quotes, in my name, are found 16 times. 16 times in Scripture. In Jesus' name occurs 15 times, and in His name occurs 4 times in the New Testament. That's a total of 35 times. When God repeats Himself 35 times, I think it might be a little important.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
So let's look at some of them. Let's start with Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. Matthew, chapter 18. We're going to read verses 19 and 20 from the New King James. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, say it, in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Look to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. Mark 16. I want to read a little bit more this time. We're going to read verses 15 to 19. Verse 15, New King James, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow you who believe. Here it is. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. In my name. Turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Verses 46 and 47. Once again, New King James. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached," how? "In his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." And turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10. "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth." That's a lot of power, church. So let's take a look at how the apostles used the power. Look to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. We're going to read verses 15 through 18. "Now it happened, as we went to prayer on the last Wednesday of the month, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." That is not a light thing, by the way. Fortune telling, it's not a light thing. Verse 17, "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, 'These are men. These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation.' And she did this for many days." Next verse says, "But Paul, greatly annoyed." Can I just tell you that I take a lot of comfort in that, because I've been known to get greatly annoyed on occasion. But the great apostle Paul said he was greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out of her that very hour. There's power in that name, church. You're there in Acts. Look back to chapter 3. Acts 3, we'll read the first six verses. This is the New Living Translation. Verse 3, "Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, 'Look at us.'" Wanted his attention. "The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, 'I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.'" Say it with me. There's power in the name of Jesus. I want to read the life application study note for verse 6. Quote, "In the name of Jesus Christ," unquote, means, quote, "by the authority of Jesus Christ." Let me say that again. In the name of Christ means by the authority of Jesus Christ. The apostles were doing this healing through the Holy Spirit's power, not their own.
That's right.
We have the name to use, but it's His power, right? We've been delegated that power. When we use His name, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work. Amen?
Yes.
All right. How's this for a list? The devils were powerless because of His name. Luke 10:17. You don't have to go there. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name.
Yeah.
Demons were cast out in His name. We just read one. Yeah. And these signs will follow those who believe. This is Mark 16:17-18. In My name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's a lot of power. Healing occurred in His name. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Excuse me, this is Acts 4:8-10. Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ. The Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. Salvation comes in His name. Acts 4:12. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And Romans 10:13 says, for the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon His name. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are baptized in His name, aren't we? Matthew 28:19, the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are justified in His name. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And finally, everything we do and say should be done in His name. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through Him. Amen?
Yes.
Everything we talked about so far is important and it's exciting. But for me, what really got me going, what really got my attention was praying in the name of Jesus. Listen, Jesus has invited, urged, and commanded us to pray in His name. And He's promised us incredible results. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. Familiar scriptures, church, each and every one of them. This is verses 13 and 14 in the Amplified Classic. John 14:13-14, Amplified. And I will do whatever you ask in My name. Who's speaking here? And I will do whatever you ask in My name as My representative. This I will do, so that the Father may be glorified and celebrated in the Son. If you ask Me anything in My name, as My representative, I will do it. Turn a couple pages to John 16, verses 23 and 24. Once again, the Amplified Classic. In that day, you will not need to ask me about anything. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, as my representative, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked the Father for anything in my name, but now ask and keep on asking and you will receive, so that your joy may be full and complete. And I ask you, how powerful is that? How powerful is that?
Yeah.
In my name. Amen. I don't know about you, but those three words inspire hope in every fiber of my being.
Amen.
And it's written in red, folks.
Yes, it is.
I absolutely love it. Let's just take a few seconds and let that sink in. Just think about that for a second. When I pray, and I'll dare to say when most of us pray, we finish with the phrase, in Jesus' name. What does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? What's it mean? When we pray in Jesus' name, number one, we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. When I pray in Jesus' name, I come boldly to the Father because of the power that I have in His name. It will be like a bride coming from poverty to marry a wealthy husband. And at the point where the woman takes the name of her husband and all that entails, she no longer acts in her own name, right? But His. Number two, we identify with the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus has literally given us His name. When we use that name, we're confessing that He is mine and that I am His, right? It's like going to the bank of heaven, knowing that I have nothing deposited. If I go in my name, I'll get absolutely nothing. But Jesus Christ has unlimited funds in heaven's bank, church.
Amen.
And He has granted me and you the privilege of going to the bank with His name on our checks.
Yeah. Pretty good. Yes, sir.
Number three, we pray in His authority. We're like a child who picked up a policeman's hat, wandered out onto a busy intersection, and began to direct traffic. The people in the cars follow the child's direction because they respected the position. Well, they used to respect the position of authority. That's another message for another morning. To pray in His name is to ask by His authority. And to ask by His authority is to ask in accordance to His will. And His will is His what? His word. Say that. His will is His word. Wake you up this morning. Number four, we submit to His will. Jesus' authority rested with His submission to the Father. So our authority rests with our submission to Him. To ask in His name is to act according to His nature.
Yes.
And His nature is one of submission. You know that. This, by the way, is why prayers that we ask for things contrary to the Word of God will not be answered. When we pray in His name, we have to be praying in His will. If it's not in accordance with His will, it's not going to be answered. Number five, we are representing Him and His interests here on earth. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says that we are His ambassadors, right? We're His representatives. It is much the same as the legal arrangement known as the power of attorney. In such matters, one person may represent another in his absence. They act in their behalf. Jesus has given every believer unlimited and general power of attorney in all matters and with the right to use His name in every situation. Number six, we pray expectantly, church. When we pray in Jesus' name, we may expect the answer in accordance with the value of His name. So we can pray with great and excited expectation. Look to James 1:6. James chapter 1. Excuse me. Familiar scripture. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver for a person with divided loyalty. Is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that's blown and tossed by the wind. King James says, ask in faith, nothing wavering. How can we not pray with great and excited expectation? Listen to again to what He promised us, church. And I will do whatever you ask in My name. This is John 14, 13 and 14 again. This I will do so the Father in heaven may be glorified and celebrated in the Son. If you ask Me anything in My name, I will do it. There's no gray area there. John 16, 23 and 24, Jesus said, in that day you will not need to ask Me about anything. I assure you and most solemnly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you. Yes. Until now you have not asked the Father for anything in My name, but now ask and keep on asking and you will receive so that your joy may be full. There's power in the name of Jesus, church. As we leave here this morning, I want you to remember that we have literally been given power of attorney by the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read what the Dake Annotated Reference Bible says about that authority. He says, all believers have full, redemptive, gospel, blood-bought, promised, and family rights to use the name of Jesus. All believers have full rights. Redemptive rights. Yes. Blood-bought rights. And family rights. Yes. To use the name of Jesus in salvation, baptism, fellowship, worship, good deeds, yes, combat, preaching, healing, judgment, prayer, praise, receiving the Holy Spirit, doing the works of Christ, all things. Yeah. All things. Free, unlimited, unqualified use of His name in the church's is the church's deposits. Checks will be honored in the amount signed with a steady and unwavering hand. I love that. I want to close this morning by reminding you of some of the 200 plus names and titles of Jesus found in the Bible. And I'm not going to read them all. But I want you to hear them. Adam, Advocate, Almighty, Alpha and Omega. He's the Amen. He's the Apostle of our profession. Arm of the Lord. Author and Finisher of our faith. Author of eternal salvation. Beginning of creation, beloved Son, sovereign ruler, branch, bread of life, captain of salvation, chief shepherd, Christ of God, consolation of Israel, cornerstone, counselor, creator, dayspring, deliverer, desire of the nations, door, elect of God, Emmanuel, everlasting Father, faithful witness, first and last, first beginning, forerunner, God of glory. God blessed, good shepherd, governor, great high priest, head of the church, heir of all things, holy child, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, horn of salvation. He's the I am. The image of God, Emmanuel, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, judge of Israel, the just one, king of the ages, king of the Jews, king of kings, lawgiver, Lamb of God, leader and commander. He's the life. He's the light of the world. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord of all. Lord of glory. Lord of lords. Lord of our righteousness. Man of sorrows. Mediator. Messenger of the covenant. Messiah. Mighty God. Mighty one. Morning star. Nazarene. Only begotten son. Our Passover. He's the Prince of Life. He's the Prince of Kings. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and the Life. The Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon. He's the Savior, the Seed of a Woman. Seed of Woman. Shepherd and Bishop of Souls. Son of the Blessed, Son of David, Son of God, Son of the Highest, Son of Righteousness, True Light, True Vine. He's the truth. He's the witness. And He is the Word of God. Say it with me one more time. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Before we close, I'm going to ask Miss Shirley to come up. She has an assignment from our pastor to read a declaration this morning, or a decree. I'm going to hold this microphone so that we can get this on tape. You can cut the video, Tom. You ready?
Okay, I am.
Real nice and loud. Do you need me to hold your hand? You I told you I would if you wanted
no,
me to.
No, I might need it to
okay.
go up there. And
okay.
I don't have to worry about a loud voice. Second grade teacher. Okay. All right, this is a decree that Pastor asked me to read. Today, we decree that you receive joy unspeakable and fullness of glory. May laughter fill your heart and a smile flood your countenance. We take authority over every stronghold of grief, sorrow, depression, hopelessness, and anguish. We command every dark cloud over you to dissipate in the name of Jesus. We declare that your thoughts become filled with the light of God's goodness. We pray you receive a fresh sense of hope, confidence, faith, and purpose regarding your future. We prophesy that you experience gladness in your heart. We pray that you rise up in renewed faith that enables you to see that everything is going to be all right. We are asking God that you will receive good news today and declare today that it is going to be a great day. Can we declare that?
Yeah. It is going to be a great day.
Amen. Amen.
What were you nervous about?
Because
I think you should preach soon.
I'm used to seeing the back of their heads or one by one. All together, they look different.